This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The button, you say?
I didn't want to hit it while you were doing your open.
Yeah. I was really funny there for a second. Too bad everybody missed it.
I was laughing my head off.
Yeah. Welcome back. It is the 4 o'clock hour. Gwynn and Chris here with Chris Ellen and Matt Scraby in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. down in Peoria, where the Padres beat the Cubs today 2-1. Eighth inning sacrifice fly by Jacob Marcy provided the go-ahead run.
Manufacturing runs.
Manufacturing runs. Fernando went 3-for-3 today. And good pitching by Johnny Brito to start and Matt Waldron near the end. Waldron picked up the win. Wandy Peralta the save. Padres are now 7-6.
It's hard to...
In spring training play.
Yeah, which doesn't matter to Chris at all.
Doesn't. So. Doesn't mean
it
anything.
Does. It does because
if
I'm starting...
If they were 0-13, it would mean nothing.
I'm starting to feel good about the one signing
but
that
they
made.
But if they were 0-13 right now, everybody'd be in a complete panic.
Yeah, that would be bad.
That would be
that would be really bad.
You're happy with the Tim LoCastro signing?
Oh, I guess no. I was saying the Wandy Peralta, but also, I mean, they've signed more guys than that. They've signed Wusak Go. They've signed Tim LoCastro. I'm forgetting Matsui.
Matsui, yeah.
So
yeah, that's that's a fair point to bring up to all the people who said they didn't get anybody.
It's just not people we're familiar with.
They signed two pitchers in free agency, and they traded for four more.
Yeah.
By the way, Drew Thorpe threw the other day.
Oh,
and
he was
throwing
great.
Everybody was calling it a Bugs Bunny changeup, meaning that it was so slow, guys were swinging at it twice, and they couldn't hit it. He struck out four in two innings.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
That's a good start,
yeah,
right?
Very good.
Drew Thorpe, another guy acquired in that Juan Soto deal. So
once we start seeing the fruits of the Juan Soto trade, I think everybody's going to forget about that a little bit
faster.
I don't
have a lot of concerns on the mound. I have a lot of concerns in the everyday lineup.
But maybe they're pitching so good, Chris.
Maybe they just won't give up a run all season, and it won't matter.
Well, the Phillies just paid Zach Wheeler like he's not going to ever give up a run again.
Yeah,
3 years, $126 million extension.
Good for him. Good for him.
$126
million. $42
million,
the most lucrative extension in baseball history in terms of average annual value.
Oh, don't get started about that.
I know. That's always confusing. Matt Chapman signs with the Giants. So they're still at it. The Giants are trying to add to their ball club. Agent Scott Boros, who finally got Matt Chapman and Cody Bellinger signed, now says, do you believe him? Free agent pitchers Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery are getting a lot of interest all of a sudden again. Says Boros, four new teams have inquired about Snell. The extent of the interest is unknown, as are the four teams.
It's very, very weird timing that all of a sudden all these teams want to talk with
Nobody was interested apparently in these guys for the last 6 months.
I am not an owner. Baseball owner guy. I am a player guy, but seeing Scott Boris kind of play himself has been enjoyable.
It would be, I don't want to see anything bad happen to Blake, obviously.
No,
for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a little part of you that says, God, if Boris just box this up so bad that neither Montgomery nor Snell even pitch this year.
It would just kind of be,
you know, it would almost be like, take that, Boris.
You know? I know.
There's
got to
be people who think that, right?
Well, because he comes on and when he gives his explanations, he's very smug about it.
Yeah,
like, I am the best. You will deal with me. And I don't know if they talked about it on Friday, but neither you or I were here on Friday. But Kike Hernandez alluded to the fact that there was collusion happening. He didn't say that actual word, but he alluded to it. And it makes sense. Scott Boras is getting ridiculous deals for their players, but that's his job. So.
And that's his job, yeah. And that's why everybody keeps hiring him.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't care what you think about Scott Boras. They care about the money they get. That's the way it goes. All right, we're going to get into Chris versus the fans. You're going to get a chance to qualify for our new grand prize. It's a two-night stay at the Fontainebleau Las Vegas Hotel and dinner for two. Immerse yourself in timeless elegance at the Fontainebleau Las Vegas, a luxury resort, gaming, and meeting destination. The legacy of the Fontainebleau Las Vegas is built upon more than 70 years of sublime beauty, unparalleled service, and timeless design. Book now at FontainebleauLasVegas.com.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Our bet for Duke is not... Oh, actually, we went NC State because we're mad at Duke. Duke is down 7-0 right now in the first half.
Game's over.
Game's over.
Yeah, cash in.
We were mad at Kyle Filipowski for acting like he lost his leg on the court last week.
And then coming back and dunking the very next game as if nothing was wrong.
All right.
Yes, we both picked NC State tonight.
We did.
All right.
The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before the first question and you will get that question for free today. Now, let's start with John in East County. John, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon, boys. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Very good, John.
You ready to play, John?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, here we go. What school does Caitlin Clark play basketball for?
Who's that? Caitlin Clark. Never heard of it.
I believe that's the Iowa Hawkeyes.
The Iowa Hawkeyes is correct. Whoops, hold on. Need to get you your proper buzzer. There you go.
Yeah, give the guy a bell. Dessert.
All right, second question. Ooh. Malachi Flynn currently plays for what NBA team?
God. It's traded better every 5 minutes.
I don't follow the NBA at all.
It's okay.
I will take a guess at the 76ers.
76ers. Stay there, John.
Well, I think it's the Pistons, but I'm not 100% sure. I lucked
it
out.
Sorry about that, John. Good plan.
Pistons. The Knicks traded him there at the trade deadline.
Mm.
He went from being on a really good team that was going places to the Pistons.
To one of the worst teams in basketball right now.
I mean, it seems like every time the team he's on makes a trade, they throw him in. You know, it's like, take Malachi.
Yeah, he's good. He's all right.
You know, okay, we'll take him. He's just good enough to pick up in a trade.
How's his career going?
I give it about a C.
Okay.
I mean, he's in the NBA, and he's playing, and he's a legit guy in the league.
People at least want him in trades.
So that, to me, gives you at least a C. You know, I think he'd like to be, you know, starting and in a, you know, more winning situation. But
maybe the Pistons is the right spot for him to break out. Maybe.
You know, maybe he becomes a, you know, valuable guy off the bench, and the team finally, you know, figures it out in the next couple of years. But I think it's difficult to get traded every 10 minutes.
Probably.
Like he does. Yeah.
Probably.
That's not easy.
No, it's not easy at all.
No.
We were talking about Eric Hosmer. Remember, he got traded and he had to find all a new doctor and everything. Not a very popular.
Don't be throwing shots in on Hosmer.
I wasn't.
Let the guy rest in peace, will you, please?
He's not dead.
God.
All right, Trevor, you're up next.
He's dead to me.
Hey, guys.
Are you ready to go, Trevor?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Since we just asked Caitlin Clark, what college does Angel Reese play for?
LSU.
LSU is correct.
LSU.
I think that tells us how much women's basketball has grown, Chris, that both of our contestants knew where these players played. I don't know if that would have been
the case.
You kind
of got to know Caitlin Clark at this point, but Angel Reese is a good get.
Yeah, good get.
Yeah,
for
women's
sure.
basketball. It's good, man. You
got to
check out games. They're good. They play some terrific ball now.
All right, Trevor. Question number two. We talked about this last week. What school does Robbie Avila or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar play for?
Just a random guess. Let's go Idaho State.
Idaho State.
He came closer than he probably thought he did.
How close you came to that.
I know. It was an I State, but it's Indiana State.
Indiana State is correct.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
That highlight package of him is pretty sweet, I must say.
It's one game, too.
I know, but he looked good.
Sorry, Trevor. Thank you for calling.
Sorry, Trevor. Thanks for playing.
Let's go to our next contestant. Longest holding person is Wyatt in San Diego. Wyatt, what's up?
Hey, Wyatt.
How's it going, guys?
Welcome.
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. How about you?
Doing good.
All right. Have you heard of, speaking of Wyatt, have you heard of the kid on the Rangers, Wyatt Langford? Check him out.
I have. He got drafted, what was it, like a year or two ago?
Wyatt's heard of him. This guy is like the next, you know, coming of...
Connor Bedard?
Aaron Judge. No, Texas Rangers.
I was like, wait,
yeah,
what?
Not New York Hockey Rangers.
So he's the next guy.
He's the next big thing. Wyatt Langford. Keep an eye out.
I should know what sport he plays in now.
Yes, you should.
All right, Wyatt, here we go. Question number one. I don't know why I defaulted to hockey for some reason.
I don't know.
All right. What is the actual name for the ACC?
That's the Atlantic Coastal Conference.
Giving it to him.
I am.
So nice.
I am nice.
It's just Atlantic Coast.
Yes.
No, not coastal.
Yeah.
In case you get ever asked again, and the person is a little more of a stickler than Scraby.
I'm a huge stickler, but
you're not a stickler. You gave
enough.
It to him
that
on
close
that.
Enough. Here All we right. go, Wyatt. Question number two. What part of New York City does Padres pitcher Tom Cosgrove call home?
Let's just go the Bronx.
The Bronx? You got more than I would, honestly. That's incorrect. Chris?
Staten Island? I don't know.
You do know.
I do?
No. You do know. I'm sorry, Wyatt.
I don't. I only knew that Pete Davidson, the comedian, was from Staten Island.
I think...
Because he did a movie about that.
When we interviewed him
last year. Oh, you know what?
Year.
We interviewed him and he said that. Yeah, I think I remember.
I'm not saying that you remember from that, but we did ask him about... I think we asked him about Pete Davidson. He was like, cool.
Staten Island, yeah. Sorry
All right.
about that.
All Next right. contestant, Evan in El Cajon. Evan, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Evan.
Good afternoon. Here we go. Question number one. UCLA will play in what conference next year?
This conference stuff, I can't keep it straight. It's the Big 12?
Big 12. Sorry, Evan.
Big 10.
Big 10. Something.
Or next year it'll be the big like 26
yeah.
or whatever they are.
Big whatever.
Have. Yeah.
Sorry, Evan.
Yeah.
Is that a fair number
keep...
one question?
Yeah, that's good enough. I think it's fair.
All right.
You didn't ask, like, where SMU's going to play or something. You asked, you know, UCLA.
I don't even know what conference the SMU is in right now.
ACC next year.
Oh.
With Stanford and Cal.
Yeah, Cal's going
to
rack up some miles.
Yeah.
Let's go to our next contestant, Robert in Vista. Robert, are you there?
Hola, muchachos.
Hola, Robert.
¿Cómo está?
Let her rip, tater chip.
That's not Spanish.
It's better than if he had said that in Spanish, we wouldn't know what he said.
That's true. Here we go, Robert.
Let her rip, potato chip. All right.
I like it, actually.
Yeah, not bad.
I might be using that going forward. All right, first question is, what animal sometimes represents the Oakland Athletics? We've asked this question 100 million times.
Elephant.
Elephant is correct.
Very good.
Question number one's get recycled from time to time, people. Question number two, Robert. Who holds the record for most World Series titles in Major League history?
New York Yankees.
No, I'm sorry. That was correct, but...
That was correct. What was your question, actually?
What player? I left that out.
Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra is correct.
Nailed it. Man, yeah. Robert's like, let it rip, potato chip. He's all over these.
10 series. Okay, well, the computer wants me to go, so here we go. The last Major League Baseball player to win Rookie of the Year and MVP happened in 2001. Who was that player?
Ichiro
Suzuki is correct! Nice job, Robert. That
Robert's a good player. Clean, we've had him on before.
Sweep right
yeah,
there.
That was impressive, Robert.
Stay there.
Take a bow. Take a bow, Robert. Stay Very there. Good. You're going to the Fontainebleau potentially.
Potentially.
You're the first to qualify for it anyway. Well done. You know, more impressive than, you know, going to the Fontainebleau is just, you know, winning Chris versus the fans in a sweep.
Yeah, that's
like
pretty
that.
Good.
Well done.
You know,
Robert.
Now that we can reveal our plans for everything, Chris, we used to we've been trying to get a Chris versus the fans tournament of champions going since basically for the last 4 years. And our rule was going to be you would qualify for the grand tournament if you got a clean sweep. But we can't get it going, so that's why I'm revealing it right now.
Man, because it's just the Odyssey Palace's fault.
We tried so hard.
We tried to have a tournament of champions. The Odyssey lawyers would not let it. Like, it was really that important of a deal that lawyers had to get involved.
I know. It was. We went back and forth, honestly, for 2 years.
We tried.
I'm not kidding.
We tried to get a tournament of champions.
So Robert would have qualified.
I'll tell you one thing. Robert probably would have been favored to win it, man. He's really good.
Yeah.
All right, we need to take a break, check traffic. I understand Tony Gwynn Jr. will be with us.
He will.
When we come back. So stick around for Tony after traffic. More Gwynn and Chris on the way. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later... There's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Is that Bob Marley song or Ziggy or Annie Marley? Or is that
just a generic rejoin.
Okay, because Bob Marley, the movie's is out now.
I've seen a bunch
the
of
biopic,
those previews.
I hear it's very good.
Okay.
Very good. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 4:23 is the time, Chris Ello. Mr. Scraby.
I don't know anything about Bob Marley.
In the Odyssey Palace
music.
Studios. Yeah, he smoked big fat.
Oh my God!
Cigarettes. I don't know if he actually did, but I know that they surely used to make fun of it on Saturday Night Live.
I don't think those are cigarettes, fun. Chris.
I don't think so either, Scraby. I understand. Trying to keep it, above board here.
I get it.
Trying to keep it above board here.
Okay.
Tony should be rejoining us shortly. Might come along at the bottom of the hour. But he's in Peoria. Padres beat the Cubs today, 2-1, despite the best efforts of former Padre Garrett Cooper, who drove in the Cub run. I'm not sour that Garrett Cooper didn't sign with the Padres. I'm really not. Did I tell you he drove in a run against the Padres today?
It sounds like you're sour.
I'm a little sour.
Yes,
I'm a little sour. I want somebody established that I know, don't you?
I would have liked
to see... I'm talking to everybody out there when I say that. You know what I mean?
I would have liked to see Garrett Cooper on the team.
There's guys that you kind of wanted. I liked Garrett Cooper. Jason Kelce tearfully announced his retirement today after 13 seasons in the National Football League. He was a sixth-round pick, right? So
was
not
he?
A bad career for a guy that was on 7 Pro Bowls. And first team all pro 6 times. Just shows how much these draft experts know, right? Jason Kelce,
yeah.
6th round pick. My goodness. He's the only center who won a Super Bowl and earned all pro 6 times. The only one.
Okay, well, that's a Hall of Famer right there.
Pretty impressive.
Only one. That is really impressive. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I also know that he was, drunk and out of control at the Buffalo-Kansas City game this year in the playoff when his brother caught a touchdown.
There's an article out there that the Swifties are very, very happy with how he handled his retirement because he put in some sort of Taylor Swift reference, which I haven't been able to look through and see if he did or not. But that would be kind of crazy if you're
retiring. I'm probably not going to watch the whole retirement ceremony just to hear a Swifty reference.
You're not.
I am not anti-Swifty, as I have said before.
Mm.
I'm just not pro-Swifty.
That's anti-Swifty.
No, it isn't. I'm down the middle Swifty.
I appreciate Swifties because they just love Taylor Swift, which is fine. But it's when you tell me that I'm living my life the wrong way because I don't live like a Swiftie.
Well, how does a Swiftie live?
Just everything that Taylor does is gospel.
Okay.
Okay, you sound scared.
Yeah, it does scare me a little bit. It sounds cultish almost. I don't want that.
I didn't say it. I don't want that.
Some other news to pass along to you while we wait for Tony to arrive. Did you see this? Braylon Edwards?
Yes.
Is that in the Big Five?
No, it's not.
Okay. Former wide receiver, Braylon Edwards, played for the Raiders, I believe. Did he not? He was from Michigan.
Browns.
Raiders, Browns, Jets. But somebody was attacking an 80-year-old man Braylon Edwards intervened in suburban Detroit at a YMCA and saved the guy's life, basically. Jeff King, the police chief in Farmington Hills near Detroit, said that if it wasn't for that intervention, we could be talking about someone's death.
Wow.
Man.
That's heavy.
Edwards is 41. He said he was just minding his own business when he heard a dispute about some loud music. He said the noise escalated, then you could hear some pushing and shoving. So you know what a fight sounds like. Once I hear a thud, that's when I get up and I turned around. So he
probably
got in there and
the
saved
guy
this.
You want in the gym.
Well,
at
evidently,
that time.
Evidently some older, you know, fellow was saying, "Hey, turn the music down." Somebody said,
"Amen, older fella."
Yeah, sorry, older fella. And so anyway. Good on Braylon Edwards for stepping in. I think a lot of us say we would step in. I don't know how many of us really would. I don't have a lot of confidence in my fighting abilities to step in while somebody's beating up somebody. I really don't. I being honest with you there.
I have stepped
you know?
In before.
I mean, I don't want to see somebody get beat up, but I don't want to really, you know, take a couple of shots myself.
I have stepped in before, Chris, but this is a little bit more dark. But there was a guy yelling at his girlfriend or wife or something on the street and was like screaming at her.
Right.
And she was like, "Stop screaming at me." And he kept screaming at her. So I said, "I'm going to call the cops, dude, if you don't leave." And he gives me the look like, "I am going to murder you."
Yeah.
And I went inside of the restaurant and everything was fine.
Okay. But. So you stepped in, but you didn't
but he
step
walked
all
away.
The way in.
No. Oh, no. Because I was prepared because he
you're
was
prepared.
Being,
but
he was
the
being
guy
aggressive.
Has a knife, a gun. I mean, you don't know what these people have.
No,
I'm not,
you're right.
I'm not saying you don't want to help this young lady in this situation out or in this situation with Braylon Edwards, this 80-year-old person out. But at the same time, you don't want to necessarily put yourself in harm's way. That's what I'm saying. These people are, you know, heroic oftentimes who are willing to do this. So
yes, absolutely.
Give a lot of credit to Braylon Edwards.
Tony has joined us, but do we want to wait till the other side? Or do we want to bring him on right now?
Well, and I think I don't want to make him wait.
Oh,
I mean,
here
he's
he is.
A co-host of the show.
That's true.
You know?
He's with us.
Pop him on.
He's here.
Hello,
hi, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Hey. How are you guys?
We're good. We're having the time of our lives here. So welcome to the party. Welcome to the
Scrabby,
party.
Scrabby, you know what I'm going to ask you, right?
Oh, I forgot. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm already there.
There we go.
Woo.
There we go.
Woo. I was afraid there.
Were you giving him these small boxes?
Yeah, he was locking me up in the box
on
again.
YouTube?
I was locking
don't
him
do
up
that
in the box again.
Don't do that to him.
Hi guys, how are you?
We're great. Padres win today. Happy?
Yes.
Everybody's feeling it.
They're playing. They're just
a little better.
They look like they're working on some things. You know what I'm saying? Like they look like they're actively, like, trying to do whatever it is they're talking about back behind closed doors.
Okay. One thing I will say is the pitching is kind of the least of my concerns right now. Right? Everybody who takes the mound,
man.
From Brito to Vasquez to King to Darvish to Waldron to, you know, right? I mean, it seems like a lot of guys are really having good springs.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's across the board, too. Like, all the competitions are healthy. There's like nobody's like running away with anything. Like everybody for the most part is like having a you know, good spring, and some of it is showing up in the numbers, some of it isn't. But I think all in all, you know, maybe aside from a couple guys, everybody's having a good spring. They're making the decision tough on the staff.
Yeah, they sent a few guys down today, if you're just tuning in. Ethan Salas was among those sent back to minor league camp. Also, Robbie Snelling, Daniel Camarena, Nathan Martorella. But talk about Snelling and Salas for a second, Tony. I mean, these are names that people recognize. And, you know, it's just not quite their time yet, right?
Yeah, this is not. Snelling looked really good. I only got to see him throw once. I think that's really all he got to throw in a game, and he was really good. Ethan, I think the thing you notice about him is he put on some weight. He's not the skinny, 16-year-old, 17-year-old he was?
17 now.
Yeah, so he's skinny 16-year-old when we saw him last year. This dude He's filling out. He's put on some. He looks like he is close to, you know, he almost looks like he's starting to go be a grown man here a little bit. So, but I still think he's going to need some seasoning. I know there's this, you know, obviously everybody's excited about how, you know, the prospect of him, you know, being an all-star every year, you know, that type of player, but he's not there yet. And so he needs some seasoning. It's, at this point, it's better for those guys to go down and get the reps and play in the games that they can, because up here, you know, this staff has got a job to do in terms of putting together the roster that's going to play in the big leagues this year.
Yeah.
And because they're on a time crunch, because their season starts heck of a lot earlier than everybody else's, they got to start looking at what that looks like. Today, you saw a little, can't read too much in it, but you saw a little difference, right? They moved Fernando out of the leadoff spot.
Yes, Ha-Seong Kim batted leadoff today. Ha-Seong Kim,
there was a lefty on the mound. So now you're starting to see some of the different ideas. You know, I think Mike said it this morning when he was talking about that difference in the lineup. You know, early in the spring, you're trying to, A, get those guys at bats and kind of see, you know, you want them to hit as many times as possible. Now you're starting to get to the point for spring, at least for the Padres and probably the Dodgers, where you're putting guys in where you could possibly see them opening day, right?
Start getting them comfortable.
Start getting to get them in those areas of how it might play out. So
yeah,
we're advancing to spring.
It went to Kim, Tatis, Bogarts, Machado were the first four today.
Yeah.
So maybe that's how
with
we'll look against
the
lefties.
Mound. Yeah.
Okay, Tony Gwynn Jr. is here. We're happy about that. We got our Big Five coming up. You're just in time for that, Tony.
Yes,
so stick around. Scraby will have it for us when we come back. Hi, welcome back to the program. 4:40 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris. Matt and I in the Odyssey Palace Studios in San Diego. Tony in the comfy confines of his Airbnb in Peoria, Arizona.
I'm sorry, chat folks watching on YouTube right now. I can't do anything about the blinds. The blinds are fully closed. The sun just happens to be coming through it.
You look perfectly fine.
Yeah, no, I actually should actually lighten me up a little bit. So, you know, I think.
I don't know that we need that. You look fine either way.
Lighting needs to be. There's nothing to be. You know, lighting needs to be right for a dark skinned man like myself.
You know, I didn't want to be the one to have to say
that. You didn't notice anything.
No. I do know that the camera and Tony present some interesting, unique opportunities for the camera to malfunction. So I need to. And I don't know how to ever bring it up. Hey, Tony, can you wipe
I usually try to bring it up for you because, listen, I don't want to take a picture with somebody and I look like a, you know, a shadow. I don't want to, I want to be able to be in the picture with everybody. So I usually try to correct it myself.
You do.
All right, so everything's good?
Everything's good.
We can move along?
Everything's fine.
We will attempt to do so after we check traffic. Scraby's got himself a Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one... the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, real quick, Scraby. Are you guys aware that red lights are optional in Arizona?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Are you guys aware?
That
red lights are optional in Arizona.
We heard you. We just don't understand.
That's
well, I've come to that conclusion.
Oh,
no, people are just driving right on through.
When I tell you that you would think red lights are optional, I'm not joking. Like every day, you see multiple cars. I mean, blowing through red lights. Yeah, wow. No, it's literally.
Is that
wild,
the same
wild
as like the speed limit being optional in Southern California?
Except more dangerous. I think
yeah,
it's
way more dangerous.
It's more dangerous.
I mean,
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but literally on these, they got a lot of yields left.
Yes, they do.
Left yields here in Arizona.
Yeah.
If that, you know, people kind of drift into the intersection as they're waiting to go turn left. If that light, it turns too fast for these folks, I'll guarantee at least five cars will turn that left after the red light has taken place. Yeah, no, it's something to see.
It's something that I need to
bad driving a universal habit. Apparently,
it is
West Coast bad driving. Apparently,
yeah. Well, I'm glad you're safely back at your palace.
B-Free619 says something really funny.
B-Free619,
they got blinking red turn lights and meth. Laugh out loud, terrible combo. Which is a terrible combo. Very
that
terrible
right.
combo. All right, let's get into it.
Number five.
And the first one today, our favorite TV analyst for the Padres is making some headlines right now, and not for what you may think. Did you see this over the weekend, Chris?
Which one?
I'll tell you then. Mudcat Grant was calling the game over the weekend, and the umpire was about to start the inning when this... Well, actually, you're not going to hear what actually happened, but this is Don and Mud rejoining the air.
So time, good to go. Good to go. Nick Lentz, the home plate umpire, was waiting for Mark Grant, who got his attention. We're not back yet. We are back. We're going to play baseball.
So that was in the, I believe it was the start of the game, actually.
So Mudcat made the umpire hold the game up until they returned from commercial, then yelled out the booth for everybody to applaud for the umpire.
Yes, yes.
For being nice enough. Okay.
Yes. Now, I was, being a hometown guy, we all know Mud. We all know this is something that Mud would do. But the people on the comment of the tweet were like, what is this dude doing? So, Chris, any issues with Mudcat halting the start? Keep in mind, this was halting the start of the game from being early. So
halting the start of a game that doesn't matter?
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, no, I don't have any problems with it.
You have no problems
no.
with it.
No. Why would I? No, Mudcat has complete control over what's going on in Peoria, and so he should.
Okay. Tony, any problems with that?
No, not at all. Okay. But I'll give you my perspective
on
this.
Yeah, please.
So Mudcat does this often during the regular season, too. Like, if they get ready to start a game, he'll yell. And normally in a regular season, they're a lot more on top of it, right? Because obviously the whole point of this is so that the TV comes back from commercial. Folks at home get to see the first pitch.
Yep.
You know, they do this on purpose.
Timing.
But in spring training games, so many of them aren't televised. I think umpires just kind of get into a rhythm of just now. Scraby, you'll appreciate this. It drives Dave Marcus batty.
Well,
it drives
that's
him nuts.
Somehow not a surprise.
Wait,
it drives him nuts because his whole our breaks and stuff are lined up with the game starting on time.
Oh, yeah.
So the game before it started like 2 minutes early, and like he was very upset with it. He was not happy about it at all. So Mud does this all the time, but in a stadium. You can't hear it. Umpires can't hear. Like, he does it at Petco. Umpire can't hear him. He's way down there. It's just a different deal. And so I know Chris Guccione very well, the third base umpire. And I'm not going to lie. When Mud started doing it, initially when Chris came coming down the third baseline, I thought he was about to eject him. Like,
ooh,
get him out of here.
Yeah.
And I talking to Mud, he was thinking the same thing.
Wow.
Like,
oh, he thought they were going to eject him.
He thought they were going to eject him. Because,
for creating
you know,
a disturbance.
You never know what kind of mood, you know, an umpire is. Chris can sometimes have the red, you know what. And, you know, I think we both were thinking it. But I thought it was amazing that Chris just played right into it, held the game up. And, you know, everybody got to see first pitch because of it.
Sure.
I didn't have a problem with it at all.
That's a good background on that. That's hilarious.
Mud has actually done it here in spring training, but they didn't hear him.
Mm.
It just so happens that the Mariner-Padre was a game on Sunday, I think, right? No one was really there.
So everybody heard him.
So everybody could hear.
Well, that's good background. That's good background. We should go tell each and every person that commented on that clip that background. So I'll get on that later, okay?
Number four.
It's for everybody listening on the radio and everybody watching on TV's benefit that he did that.
Yeah, because then you're like trying to catch up. Oh, we missed the pitch, all that stuff. All right, Kike Hernandez.
What if somebody hit a homer on the first pitch and you know you didn't get a chance to see it? Like, that's the whole point.
That would be very awkward to come into the game and
that'd
be like,
my
it's
1-0
already.
That would be my luck as a player in Major League Baseball. I'd hit my lone career home run before they came back from commercial break.
Zero video evidence of
that
in 2024.
That would be funny.
All right, Kike Hernandez said it last week. Owners are colluding against Scott Boras. Now, okay, maybe not that specifically, but he did use the C word, as he put it. Bob Nightingale posted this earlier, saying four new teams have reached out to Scott Boras about Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery since the start of spring training, he said. Tony, you're up first. Are we seeing Scott Boras sweat?
No. Scott Boras sweat.
Sweat
dude.
Where? We're sitting up in his mansion somewhere in Beverly Hills or La Jolla or wherever
he
lives.
I think he's sweating a little.
Let me just say this. I communicated with Blake the other day.
Oh, what time is he coming on the show?
He's not coming on the show.
Oh, darn.
And I didn't even ask him about free agency, but he seemed so unbothered that, again, I don't think this is that big of a deal. Whoever signs him at this point, they're not going to have him at the opening day. So you already are calculating all that kind of stuff in at this point. He hasn't started throwing yet. But I don't think he's starting to sweat at all. I think eventually Blake's going to get his bag. I think Montgomery's going to get his. We'll be talking about how much money he got him on a short term. And guess what? Even if it's on a short term, those dudes are going to get, if they keep playing well, they're going to get paid one way or another. So, no, I don't think he's sweating at all. I think he is in his wheelhouse right now.
Interesting. Chris, do you think, are we seeing Scott Boras sweat?
Not unless he's really got, desperate to make another $50 million for himself and his clients. Yeah. I mean, he's got so much already.
He does.
I mean, the agent that would be sweating would be the guy that has one client and it's his first time out.
Right, right.
And his client is good and he can't get a job. That agent might be sweating. I can't imagine Scott Boras is.
All right.
Number three.
Juan Soto. What?
Chris, it is Boros.
I tried to come up with it. I don't know what to say.
Scott Boros.
Boris.
No. Boros.
B-O-R-A-S.
Yeah, I know.
B-O-R-A-S.
All right, I got you. I'll work on it.
What?
I'm about to mess his name up, but we just played him the other day. It's Remilliard. I say Remilliard, and I couldn't stop saying it on the telecast.
Who is that? Remilliard.
He plays for the White Sox.
Oh, okay.
It's Remilliard. And I kept saying Remilliard, and I could not say it, and Jesse was just having a blast laughing at me.
We all say our words wrong, Chris. We all say our words wrong.
You got all over my case about Houston. So every time I say it, now I have to pause and breathe heavily into the mic to make sure that you hear my H sound.
Thank you. We all needed it.
Yes.
Juan Soto has started spring on fire. He's only four games into his Yankees tenure, but according to the media, he hasn't wasted any time in providing regular reminders of his talent. The star outfielder homered for the third time in four games on Sunday, capping off an 8-pitch at bat with a 405-foot shot. In this article, this is not part of the thing. In this article, they were going through the quotes from the players were like, he love how many pitches he takes. I love how he walks. He could work in at bat. And I was like thinking, man, no one said that while he was here in San Diego. Taking a pitch and getting a walk was like the worst thing he could have done. Chris. Chris, how
you want me to talk about how much I love Juan Soto?
No,
I mean, you're
on.
Not going to get it.
How much will you follow Juan Soto this season?
How much will I follow him? I will root against him. I will tell you that.
I didn't ask that. I said follow him.
Follow him enough to root against him.
Oh, okay, that tells me something.
Him enough to root against him. I don't want him to do great.
All right.
I mean, that's just going to make everybody around here upset, and they're going to yell at me.
They probably will. Tony, what do you think? How much are you going to follow him this season?
I'm gonna watch it as much as I can.
Yeah, I figured that was the
answer. I felt like this was coming, and his spring training has looked. I think he's hitting like 560 something.
Mm.
At least he was when I last looked.
Tim LeCastro has him beat.
It's funny, but you know, to your point about the quotes you were reading about them enjoying that. That team needs it, right? They have a bunch of dudes that have been punching, that, you know, don't necessarily work a count like that. And so it's something that lineup I can see needing someone like that for their lineup. But he's gonna do what Juan Soto does.
Can't wait till he makes a base running error and they put it on the front of the New York Post?
They would never do that, Chris.
Oh no, they're definitely gonna do that
okay, when that happens.
Right. Yeah,
but they're also gonna have a whole bunch of cool titles as he's like doing his thing as well. It's gonna go both ways. New York don't play around like that. They call spades spades.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
Number two.
Next year's baseball free agency class will have, I don't know if we have enough time. We don't have enough time, guys. We're going to have to do this on the other side. But I want to ask you about Alex Bregman. He's going to be a free agent here coming up next year. And the Yankees are in on it. And Yankees fans do not like this guy because of the cheating scandal. So I'm going to ask you guys about that. Also, Josh Donaldson, he retired. I'm going to ask you about him as well. I guess we need to keep going a little bit. I kind of ended us a little bit too early. Sad, but someone asked me over the weekend, is Juan Soto staying in San Diego going to be largely forgotten?
And I think it will. Is staying in San Diego going to be forgotten?
Yeah. In the scheme of things, I think it will.
Not by us. I don't think so.
I mean,
in a good way. I mean, he helped us get to a... You know, division or a league championship series, which we've only been to a few times. What?
Yeah.
How many times have we been to one? Three?
Twice. Yeah. Three times. Yeah, three times.
So
I'll say this. I think people are going to remember it for the reasons Chris has just mentioned and for the reasons that are going to happen this year when he has a freaking ridiculous year. Everybody's going to be like, oh, man, he didn't have that year with us. So we're going to always remember Juan Soto.
2023, sure. The year Juan Soto lost his shuffle. And then found it in 2024.
He lost it and found it?
He lost it. We didn't see much Soto. You know, the more I think about it, I don't know.
He piped it down because they was losing. It can't be shuffling all the time.
Shuffle all the time. All right. More Big Five when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
That time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, real quick, Scrady. Are you guys aware that red lights are optional in Arizona?
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Are you guys aware?
That
red lights are optional in Arizona.
We heard you. We just don't understand.
That's
I've come to that conclusion.
Oh,
no, people are just driving right on through.
When I tell you that you would think red lights are optional, I'm not joking. Like every day, you see multiple cars, I mean, blowing through red lights. Yeah, wow. It's literally
is that
wild,
the same as
west.
Like the speed limit being optional in Southern California,
except more dangerous.
I think it's more dangerous.
I mean,
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but literally on these, they got a lot of yields yields here in Arizona.
Yeah.
If that, you know, people kind of drift into the intersection as they're waiting to go turn left. If that light, it turns too fast for these folks, I'll guarantee at least five cars will turn that left after the red light has taken place. Yeah, no, it's something to see.
It's something that I need to
bad driving look into. A universal habit. Apparently.
It is.
West Coast bad driving, apparently.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're safely back at at your palace.
B-Free619 says something really funny.
B-Free?
B-Free619. They got blinking red turn lights and meth. Laugh out loud. Terrible combo. Which is a terrible combo. Very
that
terrible
ain't right.
combo. All right. Let's get into it.
Number five.
And the first one today, our favorite TV analyst for the Padres is making some headlines right now, and not for what you may think. Did you see this over the weekend, Chris?
Which one?
I'll tell you then. Mudcat Grant was calling the game over the weekend, and the umpire was about to start the inning when this... Well, actually, you're not going to hear what actually happened, but this is Don and Mud rejoining the air.
So time, good to go. Good to go. Nicolette, the home plate umpire, was waiting for Mark Grant, who got his attention. We're not back yet. We are back. Ready to play baseball.
So that was in the, I believe it was the start of the game, actually.
So Mudcat made the umpire hold the game up until they returned from commercial, then yelled out the booth. For
We're
everybody
to
applaud
go.
For the umpire.
Yes, yes.
For being nice enough. Okay.
Yes. Now, I was, being a hometown guy, we all know Mud. We all know this is something that Mud would do. But the people on the comment of the tweet were like, what is this dude doing? So, Chris, any issues with Mudcat halting the start? Keep in mind, this was halting the start of the game from being early. So
halting the start of a game that doesn't matter?
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah, no, I don't have any problems with it.
You have no problems
no.
with it.
No. Why would I? No, Mudcat has complete control over what's going on in Peoria, and so he should.
Okay. Tony, any problems with that?
No, not at all. Okay. But I'll give you my perspective
on
this.
Yeah, please.
So Mudcat does this often. And during the regular season, too. Like, if they get ready to start a game, he'll yell. And normally in a regular season, they're a lot more on top of it, right? Because obviously the whole point of this is so that the TV comes back from commercial. Folks at home get to see the first pitch.
Yep.
You know, they do this on purpose.
Timing.
But in spring training games, so many of them aren't televised. I think umpires just kind of get into a rhythm of just now. Scraby, you'll appreciate this. It drives Dave Marcus batty.
Well,
it drives
that's
him nuts.
Somehow not a surprise.
Wait,
it
what?
Drives him nuts because his whole our breaks and stuff are lined up with the game starting on time.
Oh, yeah.
So the game before it started like 2 minutes early, and like he was very upset with it. He was not happy about it at all. So Mud does this all the time, but in a stadium. You can't hear it. Umpires can't hear. Like, he does it at Petco. Umpire can't hear him. He's way down there. It's just a different deal. And so I know Chris Guccione very well, the third base umpire. And I'm not going to lie. When Mud started doing it, initially when Chris came coming down the third baseline, I thought he was about to eject him, like,
ooh,
get him out of here.
Yeah.
And I talking to Mutt, he was thinking the same thing.
Wow.
Like, uh-oh.
Oh, he thought they were going to eject him.
He thought they were going to eject him. Because,
for creating
you know,
a disturbance.
You never know, you know, what kind of mood, you know, an umpire is. Chris can sometimes have the red you-know-what. And, you know, I think we both were thinking it. But I thought it was amazing that Chris just played right into it, held the game up. And, you know, everybody got to see first pitch because of it.
Sure.
I didn't have a problem with it at all.
That's a good background on that. That's hilarious.
Mud has actually done it here in spring training, but they didn't hear him.
Mm.
It just so happens that the Mariner-Padre was a game on Sunday, I think, right? No one was really there.
So everybody heard him.
So everybody could hear.
Well, that's good background. Background. We should go tell each and every person that commented on that clip that background. So I'll get on that later, okay?
Four.
It's for everybody listening on the radio and everybody watching on TV's
Absolutely.
Benefit that he
it
did
is.
That.
Yeah, because then you're like trying to catch up. Oh, we missed the pitch, all that
right.
stuff. All right, Kike Hernandez.
What if somebody hit a homer on the first pitch and,
Seriously.
You know, you didn't get a chance to see it? Like, that's the whole point.
That would be very awkward to come into the game and
That'd
be like,
my
it's
luck.
1-0 already.
That'd be my luck as a player in Major League Baseball. I'd hit my lone career home run before
Still
they came back from
break.
Commercial break.
Zero video evidence of
yeah,
it.
That
in 2024.
That would be funny.
All right. Kike Hernandez said it last week. Owners are colluding against Scott Boras. Now, okay, maybe not that specifically, but he did use the C word, as he put it. Bob Nightingale posted this earlier, saying four new teams have reached out to Scott Boras about Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery since the start of spring training, he said. Tony, you're up first. Are we seeing Scott Boras sweat?
No. Scott Boras sweat.
Sweat
dude.
Where? We're sitting up in his mansion somewhere in Beverly Hills or La Jolla, wherever he lives.
I think he's sweating a little.
Let me just say this. I communicated with Blake the other day.
Oh, what time is he coming on the show?
He's not coming on the show.
Oh, darn.
And I didn't even ask him about free agency, but he seemed so unbothered that, again, I don't think this is that big of a deal. Whoever signs him at this point, they're not going to have him at the opening day. So you already are calculating all that kind of stuff in at this point. He hasn't started throwing yet. But I don't think he's starting to sweat at all. I think eventually Blake's going to get his bag. I think Montgomery's going to get his. And, you know, we'll be talking about how much money he got him even on a short term. And that's what, guess what? Even if it's on a short term, those dudes are going to get, if they keep playing well, they're going to get paid one way or another. So, no, I don't think he's sweating at all. I think he is in his wheelhouse right now.
Interesting. Chris, do you think, are we seeing Scott Boras sweat?
Not unless he's really got, you know, desperate to make another $50 million for himself and his clients. Yeah. I mean, he's got so much already.
He does.
I mean, the agent that would be sweating would be the guy that has one client and it's his first time out.
Right, right.
And his client is good and he can't get a job. That agent might be sweating. I can't imagine Scott Boras is.
All right.
Number three.
Juan Soto. What?
Chris, it is Boros.
I tried to come up with it. I don't know what to say.
Scott Boras.
Boris.
No. Boras.
B-O-R-A-S.
Yeah, I know.
B-O-R-A-S.
All right, I got you. I'll work on it.
What you know?
It's,
I gotta
it's
say.
Like, see, I'm about to mess his name up, but we just played him the other day. It's Remilliard. I say Remilliard, and I couldn't stop saying it on the telecast.
Who is that?
He plays for the White Sox.
Oh, okay.
It's Remilliard, and I kept saying Remilliard, and I could not say it, and Jesse was just having a blast laughing at it.
We all say our words wrong, Chris. We all say our words wrong.
You know what? You got all over my case about Houston. So every time I say it, now I have to pause and breathe heavily into the mic to make sure that you hear my H sound.
Thank you. We all needed it.
Yes.
Juan Soto has started spring on fire. He's only four games into his Yankees tenure, but according to the media, he hasn't wasted any time in providing regular reminders of his talent. The star outfielder homered for the third time in four games on Sunday, capping off an 8-pitch at bat with a 405-foot shot. In this article, this is not part of the thing. In this article, they were going through the quotes from the players were like, he love how many pitches he takes. I love how he walks. He could work in at bat. And I was like thinking, man, no one said that while he was here in San Diego. Taking a pitch and getting a walk was like the worst thing he could have done. Chris. Chris, how
you
much
want me to talk about how much I love Juan Soto?
No,
I mean, you're
on.
Not going to get it.
How much will you follow Juan Soto this season?
How much will I follow him? Yeah. I will root against him. I will tell you
I
that.
I didn't ask that. I said follow him.
I follow him enough to root against him.
Oh, okay, that tells me something.
I follow him enough to root against him. I don't want him to do great.
All right.
I mean, that's just going to make everybody around here upset, and they're going to yell at me.
They probably will. They probably will. Tony, what do you think? How much are you going to follow him this season?
I'm going to watch him as much as I can.
Yeah, I figured that was the
answer. Because I felt like this was coming, and his spring training has looked he's hitting like 560-something.
Mm.
At least he was when I last looked.
Tim LeCastro has him beat.
It's funny, but you know, to your point about the quotes you were reading about them enjoying that team needs it, right? They have a bunch of dudes that have been punching that, you know, don't necessarily work a count like that, and so it's something that lineup I can see needing someone like that for their lineup. But he's gonna do what Juan Soto does.
Do you think? Can't wait till he makes a base running error and they put it on the front of the New York Post.
They would never do that, Chris.
Oh no,
they're definitely going to do that, okay, when that happens.
Right. Yeah,
but they're also going to have a whole bunch of cool titles as he's like doing his thing as well. It's going to go both ways. New York don't play around like that. They call spades spades.
Yes, that is true. That is true.
Number two.
Next year's baseball free agency class will have, I don't know if we have enough time. We don't have enough time, guys. We're going to have to do this on the other side. But I want to ask you about Alex Bregman. He's going to be a free agent here coming up next year. And the Yankees are in on it. And Yankees fans do not like this guy because of the cheating scandal. So I'm going to ask you guys about that. Also, Josh Donaldson, he retired. I'm going to ask you about him as well. I guess we need to keep going a little bit. I kind of ended us a little bit too early. Sad, but someone asked me over the weekend, is Juan Soto staying in San Diego going to be largely forgotten?
And I think it will. Is staying in San Diego going to be forgotten?
Yeah. In the scheme of things, I think it will.
Not by us. I don't think so.
I mean, in
a good way. I mean, he helped us get to a division or a league championship series, which we've only been to a few times, right?
Yeah.
How many times have we been to one? Three?
Twice. Yeah. Three times. Yeah, three times.
So
I'll say this. I think people are going to remember it for the reasons Chris has just mentioned and for the reasons that are going to happen this year when he has a freaking ridiculous year. Everybody's going to be like, oh, man, he didn't have that year with us. So we're going to always remember Juan Soto.
2023, sure. The year Juan Soto lost his shuffle. And then found it in 2024.
He lost it and found it?
He lost it. We didn't see much Soto. The more I think about it, I don't know.
He piped it down because they was losing. It can't be shuffling all the time.
Shuffle all the time. All right. More Big Five when we get back on 97.3 The Fan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.